Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. The Election Commission of India will announce the schedule for Lok Sabha polls tomorrow. The announcement will be made in the afternoon at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi. Along with Lok Sabha polls, the Commission will also declare the schedule for assembly polls in some states, including Arunachal Pradesh. The term of the current Lok Sabha is going to end on 16th June this year. In the 2019 Lok Sabha elections, the BJP had registered a resounding victory, bagging 303 seats out of 543 parliamentary constituencies in the country. This time also, BJP is eyeing on 370 Lok Sabha seats. So far, the ruling party has announced 267 candidates, while the main opposition Congress has declared the names of 82 candidates for the upcoming polls. Meanwhile, the newly appointed election commissioners, Gyanesh Kumar and Subbir Singh Sandhu, took charge of the office today. In a social media post, the ECI said that Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar welcomed the two newly appointed election commissioners. It said that CEC emphasized the significance of their joining at the historic point when ECI is all set to conduct the Lok Sabha election in 2024. Retired IAS officers Gyanesh Kumar and Subbir Singh Sandhu were appointed election commissioners by the selection panel chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday. Petrol and diesel prices were cut by 2 rupees per litre each as state-owned oil companies ended a nearly 2-year-long hiatus in rate revision. The revised price is applicable from 6 a.m. on Friday, March 15, the oil ministry said on Thursday. The price cut came a week after a 100 rupees per cylinder reduction in cooking gas price was announced. That reduction brought down the rates of LPG for common users to ₹803 per 14.2 kg cylinder, and that for the poor who got free connections under the Ujwala scheme to ₹503 after accounting to ₹300 per bottle subsidy that the government gives. The Election Expenditure Monitoring Team for Itanagar, Doimukh and Sagali Assembly constituencies had a meeting at UPI yesterday to discuss the expenditure monitoring system of the electoral process, terming the EEM as a crucial aspect of ensuring transparency and accountability in the electoral process. The nodal officer for EEM, Khoda Bhatt, urged the team members to be abreast with the legal framework, monitoring and enforcement mechanisms, and the reporting requirements. Assistant expenditure observers, accounting teams, treasury officers of Naharlagun and Itanagar, lead bank managers and assistant commissioner Itanagar attended the meeting. Deputy Chief Minister Chawla Men on Thursday flagged off the IEC van under Viksit Bharat Sankalp Yatra campaign, along with State BJP President Bioram Wage, General Secretary Chow Jignul Namchum and other karyakartas. With the goal of reaching each and every citizen of Arunachal Pradesh, the IEC van will embark on a journey traversing 60 constituencies across 27 districts as well as Itanagar Capital Region. The van is equipped with the necessary resources to disseminate information about the schemes and benefits under both central and state governments' flagship programs for citizens. Main urged the people of the state to actively participate in the VBSY program to avail maximum benefits ruled by the government. A delivery boy of an e-commerce company was arrested in East Siang District on charges of raping and impregnating a minor girl of Oyan Market under Rukshin Subdivision, District SP Sachin Kumar Singhal said on Thursday. Upon receipt of a written complaint on Tuesday, a case was registered at the Women Police Station, Pasighat, under Section 376, 2 and 3 of Indian Penal Code, read with Section 6 of the Protection of Child from Sexual Offences Act. Subsequently, a police team led by SI Hieke Lomri nabbed the alleged accused within 3 hours of registration of the case after a brief chase using human and technical assistance. Arunachal Pradesh State Legal Services Authority, in compliance with the direction from National Legal Services Authority and the Supreme Court of India order in writ petition number 427 of 2022 titled Bachpan Bachao Andolan versus Union of India and ORS, has set up a legal aid clinic at Namsai Police Station. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.